joking me, Larry Fitzgerald?
Larry Fitzgerald is literally trying to will this team to victory.
In 9 NFL seasons, Larry Fitzgerald already owns virtually every franchise receiving record for the Arizona Cardinals. Fitzgerald acknowledges that he has been blessed with talent, but insists it means nothing without the passion to be great.
I was raw when I got into the league. I was raw, but I had people that were willing to help me, and I had the work ethic and I had the desire to improve too. So, you know, God has blessed me with ability, but that ability has to be honed, it has to be shaped.
Drafted with the third overall pick in 2004, the 20-year-old had great expectations riding on his young shoulders. The task of transforming the Cardinals into a winner and the scrutiny of playing for then-head coach and family friend Dennis Green had the rookie from Minnesota feeling the heat in the desert.
It was a difficult beginning and a start, and he was getting teased by his teammates, you know, your dad's buddy drafted you and stuff like that. And I think that bothered him a little bit. He didn't say it, but he was able to get over that.
Statistically, Fitzgerald got off to a great start. In his first three seasons, he averaged over 1,000 yards receiving, even making the Pro Bowl in just his second year. Despite Fitzgerald's impressive numbers, the losses continued, leading to Green's demise. The Cardinals' young star was rising, but still had much to learn.
I was playing at a high level, personally, and, you know, I was earning a good wage. I was doing everything that, you know, anybody want to do. I could have cared less about leadership. As long as I was having success, as long as I was going out there and making my plays, I could sleep good at night.
That attitude changed after a private talk with head coach Ken Wisenhunt, who challenged his all-star receiver to become more a leader.
I didn't really hang out with too many of my teammates. I stayed to myself, and Coach Wisenhunt came to me, and he was like, you remind me a lot of Plaxico Burress, and he was saying that he was kind of like to himself. He was distant. I really didn't know how to take that. So I made a conscious effort to try to, you know, cultivate the relationships that I have with my teammates and let them know that, you know, I care about their well-being, not only on the football field, but off the field as well.
After a taste of success, Fitz bought in.
I think getting in the playoffs was definitely enough to reshape my thoughts. And after that 2008 season, getting that close, it really hit me.
That magical run to the Cardinals' first Super Bowl was headlined by Fitzgerald's NFL record-breaking postseason performance. That spotlight transformed him into a global icon. But that wasn't the highlight of the year for Fitz. In 2008, his life was forever changed with the arrival of his son, Devin. Fatherhood has taught him more than anything he could have ever learned on the field.
That was the kind of the year of my when I kind of grew up, it seemed like, you know, when he came, he definitely made me not be as selfish, you know, because anybody that's had kids, you know, it's a thankless job, but something that you love and you cherish. That's the greatest gift God can give you as a child. And I love spending time with him. He loves being up here, loves hanging out with me, coming to practice. So it's really fun to just watch him grow.
For the past four seasons, Fitzgerald has been voted a captain by his teammates. His continued dominance at his position has led to five straight Pro Bowls.
What a catch! Touchdown, Fitzgerald!
However, his leadership qualities and unselfish nature are what has earned Fitzgerald the ultimate respect from his peers.
One, two, three, win!
Now, you know, the personal accolades, they're nice, and it's a nice footnote at the end of the day. But you remember for wins and losses, championships. That's what I want my legacy to be as an athlete, somebody that competed at the highest level and laid it on the line for his teammates.
Fitzgerald has evolved and continues to do so into a true superstar and the face of a franchise.
Look at him now. He's a leader. He's a winner. He wants to get it done, and he's trying to invigorate everybody in this organization to understand and how bad he wants to win this thing, and he's willing to do his part to help the Cardinals get it done.
I was drafted a Cardinal. I want to retire as a Cardinal. You know, this is sports. A vast majority of people never have that opportunity. You know, if I had it the perfect way, I would do it that way.